Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out, using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. Also, take our poll question. The poll question this week is all about leadership. And we're having a great visit with Andrew Oman. Andrew is a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Olive Tree Network. Andrew, tell us a little bit about your company and how we can find you.
Absolutely. Olive Tree Network is a company that's dedicated to promoting joint ventures. We help our clients grow through a seven-step process that we're going over right now.
Right.
And our goal is to help companies grow by aligning joint ventures. So when I say joint ventures, again, we use the term loosely. But the main goal is to align them with resources, marketing opportunities, distribution outlets. And you can find us right online, olivetreenetwork.com.
All right, so check it out. Well, you know, back in 98, Andrew, I started talking about three things that small business owners were going to have to get really good at in the 21st century. And one of them was leveraging technology, and the second one was networking, becoming better at networking. And the third one was what I call strategic alliances, building strategic alliances. And I still believe that those are good those are three good things to think about. What do you think?
Three fantastic points: leveraging technology, networking, and strategic alliances. And certainly, that is our goal: is to focus on strategic alliances, and you know, build your company with outside of the vacuum, and focus on partnerships and opportunities. And that's really our focus with our clients: is to do that. And that comes in forms of resources and marketing and new clients,
right,
and new customers. It's just a pure benefit.
It's just one of the things we're going to talk about. Talk to us about what you call system.
Well, that would be our fourth point. Once you have your vision, you have your leadership, you have your content, now you have to talk about your system. How does your business system work? How does this run? What you do, how do you deliver your product? How do you deliver your service? And how do you follow up? Most of the time, this starts with your business plan. How does this business operate? Who's going to do what and when? What's your logistical flow? What's your client process flow? This needs to be well thought out. And most of the time, a well thought out, strong business plan with the proper people involved should take care of your systems. But if you don't have a system that is sustainable and that can be optimized, meaning run when you're not there, it's going to be really, really hard to create a long-lasting, successful
organization. Is organization part of your system?
Organization of the entirety. But system is talking about how does the engine work? What is how does this business work? How does this system operate?
Right. The next thing you talk about is community. Talk to us about that.
Yep, absolutely. So once you have a good, well-thought-out system, the next thing is community, and this is overlooked often. The first part isn't, but the second part is. The first part of your community is who is your marketplace. But the second part is how you get them to be part of your community. Put on your hat, walk in your door. Remember that 80% of business is from repeat customers. So when we say community, we say how do you continually communicate with your community? How do you keep them coming back?
Mm-hmm.
You want your customers, you want to give them something to do, a place to do it, and you want to give them a way to belong.
One of the most important, believe it or not, I believe that all the other things you have on your list here, marketing, resources, system, content, leadership, vision, those things have not changed in millennia. People have always needed to do those things. But this thing, community, the reason I'm not going to say it's more important than the others, but I do think it's the new kid on the block. I think of all the things that people have to do now, if they've got to learn one thing that's fairly new to them for small business owners, I think it's understanding the concept of building and serving communities.
Absolutely. Building communities, serving communities, and keep people involved in your community. Remember, that's what you're doing, is wanting people to associate themselves with you. And we have so many different tools to do that now with social media,
yep.
with a radio show, and the list goes on. And I'd love, we could talk about that.
Well, and the thing that I'd like to point out is multiple communities. People have to realize that you and I, you know, Andrew, you're the nexus of dozens of communities. I'm the nexus of dozens of communities. And when you and I speak to each other, when we connect with each other, we connect all of our communities together.
Yes, sir. And goes back to your point you made a long time ago, which was networking.
Yep.
And when you have a strong community and you can serve their needs and you can keep them coming back and you can give value to them, boy, you can really develop something then at that
right.
point in time.
Right. Quickly, 30 seconds, talk to us about marketing.
Absolutely. Marketing, it's easy. How do you draw attention to your content? How do you ring the bell? How do you get your message out? And if I only had a few seconds to talk about marketing, the biggest point that I'd like to say is the moment you stop, the results drop off significantly.
Yep.
Remember, you have to market.
You have to market all the time. OliveTreeNetwork.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks, Andrew, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Hey, talk to you next time.
Okay, see ya. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Don't know what you got until it's gone. And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.